What a night last
night. That's all you can say.
For the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. Every year there's a team in the tournament that just grabs the attention of everyone. And this year it's the Golden Grizzlies. It's so exciting for head coach Greg Campy in his 40th year to get that win in the round of 64, the first in school history. Good morning, Greg. Have you slept?
Jamie, how are you? No, I have not been asleep yet. There's just been, I mean, it's crazy. The amount of shows and the Jack and Trey and I and the rest of the guys have been doing. I mean, we did Good Morning America. What the hell are they want to hear from me? Crazy. So,
I have a question for you. Did you envision your first round of 64 win coming on the shoulders of 10 threes from a 24-year-old from Wisconsin who played 5 years of Division II basketball?
No. And to be honest with you, it, one of the best parts of this whole thing is last night when we got back, you know, it took forever to get back to the hotel. But when we got back to the hotel and we're eating our team meal, all the stuff that was on social media, the players are just ripping him because all social media is saying Kentucky with all their pros just got beat by a guy that could be selling insurance next year. Or a used car salesman. And they
Someone said he looked like a school teacher.
Yes. I mean, and then somebody said, I never watched Seinfeld or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
But some guy on there, and they said he looked like that guy. And I don't know who it is, but I mean, it was just crazy. And they were killing him. It was awesome just to see the laughter and how much fun they were having.
Coach, Jack mentioned that he believes that the team is not a Cinderella story, but rather a group of hardworking seniors who believe in each other. How have you fostered this team dynamic?
Well, he's 100% right. They, you know, and I got a lot of crap from the Kentucky fans and things like that during the week because I had come out, and what they didn't understand is I was giving them a compliment. You know, they were saying that I had said I wanted Kentucky, and I did want Kentucky because I wanted to play the best and I wanted to be on prime time at, you know, 7 o'clock on Thursday night on CBS. I wanted that game because I wanted the world to see our team. I think I have a great team and I wanted the world to see them. And, you know, and so though our guys believe they can win, our guys believe they can beat anybody. Obviously they proved that last night that they can. But they have that belief. And when Jack said we're not a Cinderella, it's because they honestly believe they can play with anybody, and, mm-hmm. and they wanted the chance to prove it.
Back to Golkey and his transfer, and you have another Division II athlete who transferred in. College basketball is crazy right now, but you have used this portal to your advantage to create this team that works.
Yeah, Jamie, one of the things I will say, though, we've peppered in some of these guys, but for the most part, you know, Trey Townsend was player of the year in their conference. Mm-hmm. Blake Lampman was a second team all-league player, and Chris Conway, you know, was one of the best centers in our league. And those guys have been with me 5 years, 4 years and 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of been able to mix that, which I think, you know, Kentucky's got a bunch of freshmen and we got guys 22, 23 years old. And I think that really showed last night, you know, that the old guys are better than the young guys.
Yeah, it really did. You know, Coach, Kentucky, they never allow more than 6 3-pointers by a player in a postseason game before Golkey's performance. What do you think contributed to his exceptional shooting last night?
Well, I've seen him do it. You know, I've seen him do it all the time. And we knew going into the game, the analytics showed that you know, they were a very, very good team, one of the best in the country, but they did it at the offensive end. They outscored you and beat you. You know, they didn't out-defend you. They outscored you. And we felt that if we could keep the game slow and keep them under 75 points, we could win the thing. We held them to 76 and we won it, you know, but they were came in averaging 88 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I just think we did a great job, keeping the pace slow. And then, you know, I think their metrics were, you know, not a top, I think they were 108 in the country in defense. So, you know, we knew we were going to be able to get some shots.
If you haven't slept, maybe you saw the broadcast, but the announcers were saying, okay, so you have this guy hitting all these threes, but now Oakland's getting points in the paint against Kentucky. Like, they were shocked, but this was the game plan all along?
Yeah, and, you know, I went in at halftime, and you know, somebody else in an interview said, did you think you could sustain it with Gokey? You know, you were ahead at halftime because this guy went nuts. And, yeah, I thought we could sustain it because Trey hadn't gotten the ball much, and we hadn't gotten it inside, and that was our game plan, to get it in there against those big guys, try and get them in foul trouble and score at the rim. And we did that in the second half, which is how we actually won the game, although, you know, DQ hit a big three in the corner.
That was so big.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was might be the biggest shot in Oakland history now.
As one of the early front runners for stars in this March Madness tournament, Coach, how do you and the fellas plan to handle this increased attention and expectations moving forward in the tournament?
Well, they handled it last night, but I'm shutting them down. I'll do everything today because, you know, I'm old and I can handle it. They need to focus. I got a great assistant coaches that can get, you know, do all the hard work, and I'll do all the fun stuff. But we've got to get ready for North Carolina State. And the only way to do that is to get back into the grind and get focused and get back in the film room and practice and all those things. And I'm letting them sleep in. We have a brunch at 11 o'clock, and at 11:30 we'll get to work, and we'll be isolated on one single goal, and that's to win Saturday.
Saturday, NC State at 7:10 p.m. I mean, we saw the locker room reaction. They showed it on the broadcast. You guys weren't, you know, spraying whatever, not champagne, but whatever. You weren't like jumping up and down. You were business.
And I told them how much I appreciated that, and it shows that they know there's a lot more to go. You know, this is the greatest win in Oakland history, and it'll be something they'll remember all their lives. They'll be talked about the rest of their lives. But maybe there's some more special stuff that we can do that'll make this thing pale in you know, a Sweet 16 or, heaven forbid, a Final Four.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
That would be
so huge.
So huge.
Greg,
if we can beat Kentucky, can't we beat anybody else?
You absolutely can.
Well, give me a text or reaction from someone that reached out to you after this big win.
Well, honestly, when I got done with the press conference, I grabbed my phone. I had 850 maybe, and then
wow.
by the time I got back to the hotel, I had over 1,300 texts. So, I mean, there are some big names in there that, you know, I mean, Izzo called, Roy Williams called, Scott Drew called. I mean, Wayne Tinkle, the coach at Oregon. I mean, just I've been around a long time, got a lot of friends, and they were all happy for me. Mike Tirico sent me a text, Scott Van Pelt from Sports Center. You know, I know him pretty well. He sent me. Yeah, I mean, there are just a lot of things like that. Most of the coaches in our league, you know, everybody was just really happy for us. And, you know, I mean, it really was a big deal. I mean, we beat Kentucky, you know, the blue blood, the bluest of the blue bloods, and little old Oakland took them down. And, you know, so for 24 hours, we're going to be the story, but, you know, we've got a lot of work to do.
I'm so happy for you, for the program, for everyone who's an Oakland Golden Grizzly, and now by proxy, all of us here in Michigan.
We are.
Yeah. We had an unbelievable crowd there. I mean, it was we were louder than Big Blue Nation. Now, there were more of them, but we had to have 5,000 people there. I mean, it was unbelievable that the whole section of the arena across from our bench, and they were so loud during the game. It was like a home game. It was unbelievable.
Well, you're wearing the right colors in that stadium, the black and gold.
Yeah.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
Right.
Well, and all the Texas Tech fans and the North Carolina State fans and all those fans were cheering for us because they didn't want to play Kentucky. They'd much rather play us.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're cheering for you guys against NC State Saturday at 7:10. You get prime time again, Greg, and we'll all be watching. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having Oakland on.
Absolutely. All right. That is so exciting. This is what makes the tournament so amazing. I love it. So let's not stop talking about it.
Nope.